Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towns of Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. One of the more Baltimore Positive places I can be here where as Eggs Lane and Meller Avenue intersect with Frederick Row. We're in the heart of the Ville, 21228. We're in Catonsville. We're at the Beaumont. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. This is the first Raven scratch-off I have. It's actually ticket 001. I'll be giving these away all fall long. The Raven scratch-off promotion is here. And now that the Joe Burrow thing is what it is, the trip to Cincinnati is looking chili-free. I have a guest here who I've never had on a show that I'm aware of. Maybe you called in years ago when I was Nasty Nestor on the radio as the team chiropractor for the Baltimore Ravens. 19 seasons, Doug Miller did that. He's been doing in practice here in Catonsville a lot longer than that. He has made the long 8-block walk from behind GL Shacks on Frederick Road, down Frederick Road here to be with me at the Beaumont. And, dude, we've been trying to, like, get social lunch together for, like, 6 months. You live on this shore. You work on this shore. I'm not in the Ravens facility anymore. He's not in the Ravens facility. So I don't even see you, man. Last time we were in a room together, I thought it would have been like 4 or 5 years ago. And then you tell me like, nah, dude, I haven't been a chiropractor in like almost a decade. I'm like, what? So what is going on with you, man? How's life, man?
Life is going well. Practice is going very well. It's very exciting. Yeah, and it's glad to be here in Catonsville with you as well.
Well, I come to Catonsville a lot. You're the one, man. I'm here more than you are.
Yeah, I doubt that. I do live here. You know that.
Well, I'm back here. I feel like I'm here every week at this bar. So much so that part of our shtick around here with Curio Wellness is my 27th anniversary, right? So I'm eating my 27 favorite foods, and I love the fried lobster tail here. My wife insists that I got it wrong, that the lamb chops are really why you would come here, and maybe you like the pork chop. I don't know. But this has become like a hub, and I'm embarrassed that I've been doing this for a decade in Catonsville and haven't had you on.
Well, I'm a big salad and protein guy, so let's go ahead and make that happen.
Well, the little billionaire bacon on the salad here and all that. So the chiropractor thing, everybody knows Steve Elliott's my chiropractor up on the north side of
absolutely
town.
Absolutely, Steve's a great guy.
I live near Steve. Steve, you, Joe Bartlinski, which had a Colts reference
sure.
down in Anne Arundel
yeah,
County.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Ed Block came from the training side of your side of things on that.
Hey, you know, my father was one of the controllers for the Baltimore Colts.
I think I knew
way
that.
Way back when. How about that?
He worked for Bob.
He worked for Bob, yeah.
So
Don Miller, how about that?
Hold on. You and I are pretty much the same age or like that. You might be a year or two older than me.
59.
So you like Jim Schwartz and you were childhood guys. I'm in Dunlop. You probably have every same Oriole Colt reference. The 75 Colts were in here last week. Ed Block and all of that.
They were all back in town. Right, correct.
So, I mean, for you to take a gig with the Ravens and your dad worked for the Colts, I mean, that's pretty much up there with, I mean, there were a couple people in the building that came from, Bob Eller, obviously, was with the Baltimore Colts.
Sure.
But there's not a whole lot of that went on, right? I mean, you had a nice little connection, right?
That's correct. Absolutely. Yeah, Jim and I grew up in the area. Jim went to Mount St. Joe. I was a Loyola guy, so, you know, we used to employ all the Mount St. Joe guys. You know that, right? Men for others.
Men for others.
Jim was very influential when Jim was with the Browns, and the Browns were relocating back to Baltimore. Jim put me in touch with the medical staff. So Jim was very influential in developing the relationship that allowed me to become the very first chiropractor with the Baltimore Ravens back in 1996.
Well, Bill Tessendorf, right?
Bill
Eddie Carroll?
Yeah, sure.
We just lost Eddie Carroll recently. The 30 years of the Ravens, probably a great time to have you on, right? Because you could have been one of the guys running out on the field in 1996. Jim Schwartz was there
sure.
as part of that, worked for Ozzie. They came out, held the trophies. They did all that stuff last week when they beat the snot out of poor Joe Flacco, who you knew and I'm sure worked on through years with the Ravens. That to where this is and what the brand is and 2 Super Bowls to what Jim Schwartz, when I met him, and I texted with Marvin last week as well, to what we found in the old Colts facility where your dad probably worked at the end out in Owings Mills Boulevard, where Tess had to come in literally and play the role of Schneider because the building didn't have a chiropractic table in it, let alone a room, right?
My first chiropractic table was in the racquetball room. of the old Coats facility.
So it had glass windows.
It had glass. Well, no, I think that court did not, but maybe one did. I'm not really sure. But the training room was so antiquated, so
tiny.
Well,
this is where I met you. I met
Correct.
You 29
Absolutely,
years ago.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. The training room was so tiny, so small, that you had to make use of every square foot in the building.
How did Orlando Brown or John Ogden fit in that room? I'm thinking the two biggest guys.
Well, in the racquetball court, they would fit well, but in the training room, there wasn't a lot of room.
They had a cold tub that was as small as his table, right?
That's literally. Just, absolutely. Yeah.
Guys used to threaten to put me in a cold tub. Like, that was always the fun.
Yeah.
When Siragusa was around, they'd chant, cold tub, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Doug Miller's here. He's been my friend and has worked on this particular spine at various points. In the football side of things.
That great physique that you still have.
Well, I know. I mean, you and Sokoloff, I actually shoved my wife around a few times because she had backaches out in San Diego. So it was nice having chiropractors on call back when the Ravens were kind to me and you were there. But 19 years. And you're not doing it anymore. What when you say I was a Ravens chiropractor during two Super Bowl runs, and those memories for you and being a man of medicine and moving people's spines and trying to get them into optimal physical condition, but just the memories and the exclusivity you had. I'd see you guys out at Indianapolis at the combine and different things. The medical side of football is such an incredible and a growth thing. To your point, 1996, we did not have a whole lot of Andy Tuckers and Leanne Curls
That's
and like
correct.
Whatever else going on. That this has really evolved over three decades and under your watch and under your care in a lot of ways.
It sure has. A lot's evolved in sports medicine. You know, the biggest thing today that really gets me excited about practice is on the prevention side, the injury prevention side. Even in my career, 30 years ago, what I was doing 30 years ago to understand where was an athlete vulnerable to injury, what predispositions did they have to become injury, or what predispositions did they have that made them vulnerable to injury has dramatically changed. And now with the use of AI, which we probably all use every day, it's really, really exciting. You know, we screen athletes functionally. So let's look at a field athlete. Football is a field sport. We have athletes that accelerate and decelerate and move laterally. 30 years ago, we would look at that athlete with our naked eye and see, is the athlete moving well? And then years later, video came in. Years later, athletes are wearing sensors. Now we can plug all that information with biometric sensors, videography, movement-based patterns, and AI can help us identify risk potentials for that athlete before they even know it. So it's really fascinating using technology to help athletes stay well and spend more time on the field.
What about regular guys like me?
Regular guys like you, too.
I'm going to give a full plug to GBMC, my newest sponsor. I'm having my colonoscopy in November. I'm 56 years old. But I have been getting some myofascial work done, some massage work done about my hip, my spine, and my knee surgery in 2006 that has really thrown my body off. And I've been studying this with Dr. Steve and what it's doing to my shoulder. And I also had an injury, and this sounds like this is such an old guy injury. And if you're watching out here, I'm wearing my reading glasses because I'm up on you with my readers.
Right.
But these progressive glasses, when my prescription changed in March and April, it threw everything off on my left side because my eyes were working different and my eyes were backing off of things. And my neck for about 8 months now has been problematic, and I thought it was my neck. And what I really believe to be the problem is spinal and hip at this point. So places where I'm finding pain, I'm realizing that is not the source of my pain. And I guess that's chiropractic 101.
That's
right?
Chiropractic 101. So most people are not professional athletes, but most people do have a career and a job where they sit at a computer all day long. So the positions they put their bodies in every day, 6 or 8 hours or more a day, they drive 2 hours to work, they sit for 8 hours, they drive home, they're getting tired. Number one, they're not moving enough. So they lose mobility over time. And then muscles shorten, they get tight, and they tug on other joints. And as we get older, brother, you and I feel that.
I had a psoas fall apart on me during COVID. I got off the yoga mat, My Planet Fitness people have put me back together. My yoga, I mean, I do hot yoga 4 days a week, and that's because I met Brian Baldinger. Brian Baldinger is the one who told me to do hot yoga in 1999, 26 years later. When people say to me, and people say to me all the time, you look young, you look great, you look fit, you don't, I'm like, I drink a lot of water, I eat a lot of berries, I talk about all the good stuff I eat, and I'll, you know, I'll be drinking some of that wine back there. I like tequila. I'm not big on the whiskey, but I mean, I front a cannabis company. I do all sorts of things, but hydration for me, berries for me, but movement's the key.
Movement's one of the fundamentals, correct? Yeah.
I lost everything in here, and then I got hurt. And once you get hurt,
you know,
it's over.
We say it a lot in healthcare. There's a lot of chronic conditions and diseases that are in a rear view mirror, providing we keep moving. Once we stop moving, a lot of those chronic problems now are in front of us, and we have to face them and tackle them, whereas mobility and staying active is a way to really keep a lot of those problems behind us as well.
See,
so
I
you're right, mobility is
the
key.
Years ago, and he had a hip replacement, knee replacement. He said his doctor told him it was a life sentence to do rehab. He said rehab's not a 6 week or an 8 week or PT or whatever. And here's what I really learned with my back. L3, L2, 3, 4, a mess. Got my MRI back. Steve Elliott looked at my MRI, and he looked frightened for me. And I'm like, dude, I don't like the – like, we're friends. Like, I don't like the look in your eye.
Right.
And I'm 3.5 years out on this. And during masked up, dead of winter COVID, I'm doing PT with a girl that I never even saw her face because we were all masked up. And everything was a yoga move. It was bird dog. It was dog down. It was stretch the back. It was strength and stretch, strength and stretch. And I think 3.5 years later, I'm feeling good. But what you do and the science of doing, not just for football players or whatever, but for citizens here in Catonsville, I think you've seen everything, but you also see triumph. You see people that when they listen to you and do all these things right, they can sit on an airplane and fly to L.A. tomorrow, which I'm doing, which I could not do 3 years ago without lots and lots of discomfort.
Well, let's talk about the athletes for a minute. If you're an athlete and you're training year-round, which a lot of youth athletes do, they typically overtrain. Anyone can have a functional screening. You go find a good PT. You go find a good sports chiropractor. And you ask for a functional movement screening specific to the sport that you're in. A lot of this, the screening tests that we do are very specific to the sport, but they're also specific to whether it's a field sport or a court sport.
So in other words, you got a 14-year-old girl playing soccer. She's playing club. If she's
accelerating and decelerating like a football player is. So some of the same movements that we screen her for are the same movements that we screen the football player for.
But treat her like an athlete,
absolutely.
Right? Like, know about all of this. Because one thing, honest to God, I've had a knee surgery now, you know, back problems as a 55-year-old, which sucked. And I felt so much for Rob Burnett in 1996 when he got hurt, was going to go to the Pro Bowl, and I saw how much pain he was in, knee break. He was the first athlete that I befriended that I just saw the pain as a football player, as a young man, what he was going through. And I didn't have my first knee surgery until I was 38, and it was at the time when Dennis Pitta was fighting for his career and trying to get on the field and stay on the field, and you're working on all these guys. And I just remember for the first time in my life, I'm like, I can't do anything I want to do. I can't walk. I can't go. I can't do anything I want to do. And I'm thinking, imagine if it took my pay away or took my scholarship away or took the enjoyment and the ability to play a sport when I'm a young person away. I don't think you and I and Jim Schwartz, when we were that age, we didn't know about this in the 1980s,
yeah,
right?
Right.
In the same way.
Right.
And you having seen all of this evolve to what it means to a young person just playing lacrosse in Catonsville, how that can be utilized to make sure they don't get hurt. Because they're the most important athlete in your family, not Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
Unless you got money on the game.
Yeah.
But I mean, athletes, I never thought about this as a kid playing sports, that my knees as a catcher, that my family should have me checked out because I was playing a lot of ball as a kid for a while, you know?
Sure. Yeah, there's so much more emphasis on what an athlete does in the off season, the prehabilitation, not the rehab, but the prehab, preparing your body to, you know, to perform in your sport year round that you have to do in the offseason to prevent injury. But these movement screenings are really a great way, a great tool, a great resource for any athlete. They're not expensive. They can take it half an hour of time, but the data, the information one gets out of that can really keep an athlete on the field performing better, hopefully in, you know, playing to his or her, you know, best of their ability and not spending more time on the bench.
As a man of medicine and understand, you know, bodies and movement, by the way, Doug Miller's our chiropractor. We're over here at the Beaumont doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. One of my favorite places. I smell the lamb chops. I smell lunch. I smell burgers.
Smelling good.
I smell like something I want to eat instead of talk. Knowing how this works and getting people in and knowing that young people – and look, I had Mark Messina on a couple weeks ago. His kid's a pitcher of good lineage, by the way. If, you know, it's a horse race, I'd bet on him. But just the 10-month, 11-month a year, if you're a baseball pitcher, if you're a young girl playing soccer, if you're a young boy playing lacrosse, like, this is not seasonal anymore. And I always thought of track and field as being a year, you know, but you're running, you don't take time off, or maybe you do, but the ethos of sports, to think of this as a 12-month vocation in a lot of sports that you don't get time off, that's something that, what advice do you give to
people?
Well,
we're probably not going back to that. I mean, as much as every professional in sports healthcare, including me, would like a youth athlete to take time off and rest. We would like a youth athlete to play multiple sports, not to focus on one sport really until they're in middle school or high school, to work on skills like agility, mobility, stability, not spend all the time throwing a baseball or swinging a bat. But the reality is we're probably going to lose that battle. So since kids are playing sports 11, 12 months a year, it's really imperative that they have the type of a professional put the eye on them early who can identify where is their loss of mobility, where is their loss of flexibility, where is their loss of stability, so we can provide them with resources like exercises to do to make up for what they're lacking to prevent that next injury.
What did you love about being a Ravens chiropractor in all the years?
You know, the relationships, probably like you, the relationships you develop with the player, how much they really depended upon you and your skill set to keep them on the field, to get them back on the field. You know, there was a lot of grunt work. There's a lot of bodies you work on. They're big men. I was bigger back then, too. But those are the jobs.
I always marveled at that. I'd see you walk down the hallway with John Ogden and be like, man, moving him,
right.
You know, he's just a huge man.
He's a huge guy. So, but the relationships you have, just like any, it's, you know, any place I've worked, College Park, the Baltimore Blast, the Baltimore Bandits, all the teams we've had here in town, I've had some type of relationship with. So it's the athletes, helping them stay active, helping them prevent injuries, why we do what we do.
You worked on the Bandits.
I worked on the Bandits.
I did not know that, Dougie.
Absolutely, way back when. Yeah,
yeah, man.
The Bandits.
Gertner. I remember those guys.
The Bandits. The Skipjacks became the Bandits,
well,
right?
Well, not really.
No, okay.
They weren't the same thing.
All right, the Bandits, the Blast, College Park, the Ravens for a long time. Some of the Oral players come into my office as well.
What advice do you give people here? I mean, we already talked about movement a little bit. You know, I try to take every part of it and listen to all of it.
You know, for someone our age, it's really all about preparing your body to perform in what you want to do. So warming up is critical, not just getting out there and doing your thing. You have to loosen up the muscles. You have to loosen up the joints, especially if you're, you know, if you're sedentary all day long, like most of us are. They're sitting at a workstation, and then they're going from the workstation to play softball without warming up, without stretching.
What about
That's
this
how
pickleball
injuries
nonsense?
Become. Pickleball's crazy. I mean,
pickleball keeps chiropractors and doctors
it
in
does.
Business, right?
Lots of Achilles injuries, lots of wrists, lots of elbows. You know, you're quickly moving in a tiny court. You're decelerating, slowing down, putting a lot of stress on your joints. When you get to our age, you're going to feel that. So preparing your body for that sport before you go out there and play by warming up and having some expert advice is really what everyone should do.
As my wife has gotten older, you know, after her two cancer battles and bones and joints and trying to keep together into our 50s here, it's crazy I say this out loud, right?
Absolutely.
You wonder why GBMC wants to bring me in, get me a call. Because, I mean, I haven't had a doctor's appointment. I'm not bragging in 20 years. I mean, you and Dr. Steve are the closest I've come to seeing any time. And I haven't had a cold in 12 years. I fist bump with people. So I'm like really, I think of myself.
There is
not
value
as a
in preventative medicine. You know that, right?
Well, I think of myself as a healthy guy. I'm going to find that, I guess, after my colonoscopy and after I do all these other things. And I see people around town joining groups and saying they're going to do, like, yoga for me has been a godsend. And I tell Baldinger all the time, of all the things he's ever done for me, talking me into something that I enjoy, that keeps me strong, that keeps me fit.
And it keeps you moving, right.
And it also gives me this amazing measurement that I don't need as someone who is, ask Stan Charles and John Colson how competitive I am, right? I mean, I am a competitive MF-er about everything. Whether when I played tennis to kill you, baseball, all of that, right? I'm older and more mellow now. I don't play the internet or even play radio ratings to kill anybody anymore. But I tell you what, when I get on a yoga mat, I compete with myself. And there's this weird, it's like a Snoopy chess match of, can my body square up? Can I get into that position? Does it hurt today? Is it my spine? Do I just need to adjust? Do I have a lock that if I just can get that out, I then can get into triangle and I can move into the next pose. And my wife says, watching me on a yoga mat is like watching Gumby. She's like, because the teacher's doing this and that. And I'm like, no. I'm just trying to get that hitch out in my hip that's going to allow me to fully express, because I know my body really well at 57, better than I did at 37 or 27. And I know what my limitations are. But finding something where you move and you love it, because I didn't love jogging. I certainly didn't love stair steppers. I'm not getting on one of those damn bikes that goes nowhere in a gym. What are they called? So what's that called? The bike you get on. What's that? What's the word? Step? It's not stepping. What is it?
The
stationary bike.
Okay.
Whatever that.
All right, stationary. The Aerodyne bike.
I'm not doing any of that.
Right. The assault bike. That's what you're talking about, right?
But you got to find something that you love to do.
Sure, absolutely.
But, I mean, the importance of having a chiropractor and having someone keep you in alignment when you're feeling that. I don't know what I would do with that chiropractic over 30. So there's
your plug.
That is a full plug. I believe in chiropractic care.
Right. If you're a repetitive sport athlete, it's a necessity to make sure your muscles are balanced, your joints are balanced to prevent injury and perform well.
And that's your public service.
That's my public service.
Somebody were to find
today.
You if they're on the way. They're not driving up to see Steve if they live in Catonsville. They're coming to see you.
We've been in practice for 33 years. We're in Catonsville, the Aligning Wellness Center. You can find us on the web. You can call our office. We have an amazing team in our office. We have several doctors. We certainly specialize working with athletes of all types, youth athletes as well, not just pro athletes. And we're here for many, many more years to come.
Do you miss football, miss the Ravens?
I still am very active with athletes, pro athletes. I do still follow the Ravens, yes, correct.
You go to games or no?
I do not go to many games anymore. After 19 years of going to a lot of games, I do not go to many games anymore.
Express to my audience, because I don't even know this, and I ask you. I mean, you work there, and there's proprietary stuff you're never going to tell me, and I get all that, but on a day-by-day basis, for being a chiropractor that had a practice here for 19 years of doing that, how much travel, how much time, how much Westminster, backfields, boggers, in the castle, there early in the morning, there late at night, before practice, after practice, you were omnipresent there in a way that I felt like you were there from July through January, 7 days. It felt that to me like 7 days a week.
The reality is there's a chiropractor there every day. Every team has a staff chiropractor. When I started, every team did not have a staff chiropractor. Okay. So
you were thought of as optional. Now you're thought of as essential.
Sure, I would agree with that. But every team has a chiropractor on staff, if not more. I think the Ravens have two or three now. So your schedule really ramps up as the season begins to ramp up. As bodies begin to get hurt, your hours start to increase. But you're there throughout the year. There is someone there every day. It may not have been me. We we had our own schedule, so we're there multiple days a week. We travel with the team. We travel to all the away games, and we're there at all the home games as well. But your schedule really ramps up as the season ramps up, but it's a year-round position.
Man, what a crew. I mean, you know, I saw you in every hotel for 19 years with the team, night before the game, day of the game. We drove in those motorcades with the team where the cops would come and make way for you in Cleveland. They get the hell out of the way.
I worked on you a few times at the airport as well.
I love Doug Miller. He saved my life, and I've never had him on the show, and I just wanted to bring you on and say thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me here. It's been great.
I feel bad we didn't get like a lunch together to kind of catch up because you...
That's next time at the Beaumont, right? The salad's on me.
Well, the lamb chops are on me. I know
like
Tatra.
I know
Paulie. I know everybody here.
All right.
We're over here at the Beaumont. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Former Ravens chiropractor, current Catonsville man about town. And if you see him down in Rehoboth or Bethany, it might be Doug Miller as well in the 21228. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. The Ravens scratch us first ticket out of the gate. I have here at Beaumont. We're beginning the Crab Cake Tour. More dates to come in the coming weeks. Luke's out in Owings Mills as we get ready for more football. It's football season. It's Crab Cake season. Chad Koz is going to be my guest out here, my attorney buddy. We're going to do some 7th grade social studies. Also, a councilman, Pat Young, running for Baltimore County Executive, is going to be here later on. I'm hoping to drag Evan by here and we'll have an argument. By the way, do you go to El Guapo?
I do go to El Guapo. Yes, I do.
So the argument here, being that you're here, State Fair, if Don Moeller here said, I can't believe you didn't take the chicken and waffles and you know, at State Fair. And I'm like, I love the chicken and waffles, but it's not one of my top 27 favorite things. My favorite thing of all three places is the lobster tail here, because I don't know anywhere else where you get sort of a tempura fried chicken lobster. It's just delicious. I love it. It's bougie. The most bougie thing on my tastiness list. But the chicken tortilla soup at El Guapo, pozole, P-O-Z-O-L-E, this is chicken tortilla soup. I think I screwed up. I mean, I think the chicken tortilla soup at El Guapo.
It's now your favorite, huh? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I had a bowl of it last Friday. My wife and I watched the Brazil game in there. My wife flew in. I flew in. She picked me up at the airport. We went to El Guapo, and I got it. And she wanted, like, burritos and enchiladas and, you know, tequila and like, and I'm like, I'm feeling like a bowl of chicken soup is what I want. Every time I get it, I get two bowls to go. And I ate it during the game last week.
Nice.
No, I mean, I love the chicken tortilla soup at El Guapo. So check that out. Lamb, what's your favorite thing? Well, you got a joint here?
You know, I think I like all of it. Let's acknowledge Evan Brown's a great guy. He does a lot for the community.
Your neighbor?
He's one of my neighbors in Catonsville. We support Evan, you know, as much as we can. We like all three places. How about that?
In the basement, too.
And the basement, too. Well, the basement's not my age group, but we do like the basement as well.
He brings his Portales chop up here, too.
He does.
You're even familiar with that.
Correct.
And the floods.
Yeah.
And I'll say this, but Evan,
that's when we first met.
He might be listening to me, but Evan, I love having sponsors that are good people. And at this point in my life, and I remember this from maybe 10 years ago before I met Evan, and I think when Don Moeller and I started doing what we do here, I said, I need more good people in my life. And that was something that I think that's what Baltimore Positive's about.
Sure, that's awesome.
And you're one of the good people in my life, and I'm sorry I haven't had you here. I feel awful.
Thanks for all you do, Nestor.
We got a nice tan.
All right, buddy.
At least I have a free crash pad in Delaware when I need one. Doug Miller here. Come see him over here in Catonsville. I'm back for more. We're at the Beaumont. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm Nestor. We're Baltimore Positive. Stay with us.